Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered. It's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
Oh, man. I wish we could say that on the air. I would like to say that on the air. I want a video clip of you saying exactly that. Joe O, Sammy P, BetSweats, BetMGM Network. I think we'll be checking in with Kenny White coming up in a few minutes. But, man, Sam, you're very mad about the doctor situation. It sounds like you need to change doctors ASAP. You're in a battle right now. I don't know that this female doctor knows she's in a battle. But she's in a battle with you. She's caught in the crosshairs.
She's not even my doctor that I started with. So full disclosure, the last time I went to the doctor before this past June or July was before COVID. So I had a checkup February 2020. I was 30. Like, okay, it's been 5 years. And then everybody's like, you got to go to the doctor. You got to go to the doctor. So I went to the doctor. For those that don't remember the story, I went in June and July, and I did the whole metabolic panel. I gave all the blood. They ran me through the ringer for everything. And the only two things that were wrong, and I use air quotes around wrong, my vitamin D was low, definitely low. And then my calcium was 0.8 milliliters high. So they're like, cut down on the calcium. Well, I don't drink milk, so I don't, okay, whatever. And I don't think high calcium is an issue. And then the vitamin D, she's like, you need to take vitamin D. So I ended up taking these vitamin D3 gummies. I take them every day. I'm back normal. So I get a message from my new doctor who I was referred to. She's in the endocrinology program who deals with all this stuff. And she's like, hi, Sam. Hope this message finds you well. I reviewed the results. The calcium is still mildly elevated. Mildly elevated. Okay, lame. Now that your vitamin D levels are normal, we can proceed with more testing and a 24-hour urine sample to differentiate between hyperparathyroidism and familial hypercalcemia. Sounds like we're just making stuff up at this point, right? The reason we want to consider further testing is that the calcium levels are borderline mild and the treatment could require surgery.
Oh.
What? Like, honestly, bitch, you ain't getting this thyroid. As hard as you want to try, it ain't happening. Because my calcium is borderline mild? No. this doctor is a vampire, and the vampire needs thyroid. That's what I've concluded.
All right. You know who is a beacon of health? Kenny White. KennyWhiteSports.com, KWhitey Vegas over on X. We welcome in Kenny. I know he's got no health issues at all. They're not trying to take his thyroid. How you doing, Kenny?
Hey, Joe, Sam. All I need is sleep. Sam, don't give him your thyroid, that's for sure. First time I've heard this story, obviously, because I'm kind of in a bubble. But, I think your common sense is coming through.
They're just trying to find something wrong. And, Kenny, we've known each other a long time. The fact that that's the only issue with me from the doctor is quite surprising. I mean, all the stuff that goes in my body, like the fact that the only thing that's bad is my calcium is very, very exciting. What have you done with this college football playoff, if anything, yet? And maybe you haven't made a bet, but what do your numbers say about the college football playoff, whether it be the first round games or maybe the future market?
You know, I'm looking in the future market, even though Ohio State is the favorite still. I think there's value with them. I still think they're the best team in college football. The experience playing in the championship game against Indiana, I think, is going to prove them more. And I always say you learn more from a loss than you do a win. And if they end up matching up with Indiana once again, they have that revenge factor, that motivation factor. And I still think they're the better team, just slightly better, not overly aggressive with them being that much better, 1 point in my power ratings right now. So I small bet on Ohio State to win it all. I know they're the favorite. I don't really like to be chalky, but I do think they're the best team in college football.
I don't know down the road if we're going to have all the bowl games that we have now. And as far as the attention, the interest level, it is certainly down because everybody is just so hyper-focused on the playoff. But wondering from you, on the betting perspective, with all the changes that we have now, and it only seems like it's going to change even more, and we'll get word on the opt-outs, and you see why lines are certainly moving, who's going to be available, and sometimes we don't even know until game day. Right now, with these other bowl games outside of the playoff, where do you find it? Do you find yourself seeing more edges there that maybe people aren't paying attention to, or is it, you know what, the variance is so high, I don't like betting bowl games like I used to bet them?
Joe, I agree 100%. Bowl games do not excite me the way they used to because of the fact you have no idea who's playing, what kids are bailing, who's leaving, transfer portal. It's really, the college football is a really bad landscape right now. Nil is, I think, destroyed the game. I saw an article about Troy Aikman. He's done with Neil. He paid a kid money to play for UCLA, and that kid's gone and probably never thanked him and just left. You don't get something out of your dollar value. It's going to turn you off. And the NCAA needs to have regulations on this. And they used to, but now it's the wild, wild west, and you can just buy yourself into the playoff. Look at Texas Tech, and everybody knows that, and the money they put into their program. And it's amazing. But you know what? Great stories like Kirk Siginetti should be talked about. This guy, the job he's done is unbelievable, and it's amazing that, you know, he's not leaving for Alabama, because it's going to be tough to keep that up at Indiana. But for him to, his old team, James Madison, to be in the playoff, and his new team, Indiana, and a lot of those guys at James Madison are still the product of Kirk Siginetti, and that really shows this guy is probably the best football coach in college right now. And that's, you know, I tip my hat off to him. Even though I'm betting Ohio State, man, that's a job that, and all the bad of college football, it's a great story to see a guy like Siginetti and what he's done.
For those that don't know, I use Kenny's ratings every day of my life to help sort of guide me toward making a number or getting to a bet. And I imagine, Kenny, when you're making numbers, I know the numbers always come out in the wash, but I can't imagine how tough it is to get to the right number on the Ole Miss Tulane game and the Oregon James Madison game. They're just, to me at least, there appear to be so many variables. I mean, Tulane and Ole Miss, like, Tulane's coach is leaving. Lane's already gone from Ole Miss, but we've already seen the game and it was 45-10. The number's only 17.5. They could win by 30, they could win by 3. I imagine that's not an easy number to make. And then you got Oregon James Madison, where James Madison's biggest D lineman is 270 pounds. And oh, by the way, their coach is leaving to go to UCLA. Like, how tough was it to get to a number on the Oregon game and the Ole Miss game in the playoff?
Well, you know, for me, and you mentioned my power innings, and thanks, Sam, for mentioning those. And that's my foundation, and I have to get to a number from my power ratings that's the number. But then you're right, that's only 75% or 80% of the equation. There's another 20% of the equation that you've got to factor in, and that can be revenge factor, coaching mismatch, look-aheads, coaches leaving. And it's also the players then, who's playing, who's not. If there's somebody opting out, obviously in these four teams, we don't have that problem. I don't think anybody's opting out here. These guys are playing for a national championship, but there's so much more you have to add into it. The revenge factor for Tulane adds in. I dropped my number to 14.5, so I lean to them. And I only made Oregon 17 over James Madison. These teams don't need to win by 35. The problem is these are not some of my best bets, taking these big underdogs, because what happens is that dog fights hard in the first quarter, hangs around. But, you know, one bad play, fumble that's picked up for a touchdown, interception return against them, they just crumble and they lose confidence quickly. And then that score starts to snowball. So I don't really get interested in those big point spreads. For me in sports betting, I'd love the more competitive games, except for women's college basketball. I've been piling on the big favorites in that sport.
With Kenny White, kennywhitesports.com, K-Whitey Vegas over on X. Joe Ostrowski, Sam Panionovich. This is Bet Sweats on the BetMGM Network. Kenny, let's talk a little NFL. Big reaction after this week is, oh boy, it looks like it might be ending for the Chiefs. They are a long, long shot to make the postseason. Where do you have the Chiefs power rated?
Yeah, Joe, you know, it kind of this past week, I've thought about this in the past, and it's gone back and forth with me. I grade every game out in my own box score final, and it's graded out for yards per play and turnovers. And I've always given 4 points for turnovers to teams because I feel like you can't predict turnovers. But I do take turnovers away from quarterbacks when I individually rate them. So I'm really starting to look into maybe more interceptions or not more luck, more of progression of a team where fumbles are more very unpredictable. So I still have Kansas City, and I say that because I still have Kansas City around number 5 or 6 in the NFL. But when you get to this point of the year and you have no shot, now I think you're going to get a good effort out of them until they're eliminated, and then that's a team that, you know, will completely fall apart. But talent-wise, they're still good. They're still very good. Now they have two offensive linemen that have been out, and that really hurts when you got one on each side. It's more of a cluster injury now. And I had 1.5 value for both players combined, but when you got the cluster injury, you know, I add more to that, and it's about a 2.5-point drop-off. So that's really hurt them. If they can get healthy on the offensive line and Mahomes can put a game together here without throwing interceptions, they're good. And I look at Detroit the same way. Everyone has New England rated in the, you know, top 2 or 3 in the NFL, and I've got them number 15 or 16. I've consulted with other professional bettors that are with the analytics, some of the best, and they have totally agreed with me that they still have Kansas City and Detroit up in the top 5 and New England and Chicago right around average or slightly above average. So I'm looking to make some adjustments on the way I do things, and I've been doing that my entire life. I'm trying to get to that perfect point where every one of my numbers is right on, and it's tough. I've been adjusting for years, but the one thing I think I'm going to start adjusting less is when quarterbacks do throw interceptions. I probably would have knocked the Kansas City Chiefs power rating by at least 1.5 or 2 points. And I might have them down at average now instead of losing bets on them like I did the last couple of weeks. I probably would have either stayed off or bet against them. So Kansas City's got their back to the wall. I'll probably end up betting them again this week.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is?
With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
I know you've never wavered on Buffalo this year. You're one of the few guys, and you know you helped me get to this bet. I've been planting my flag all week on Bills Super Bowl 9-1. The AFC is so wide open. I think I get the best player in Allen. Mahomes ain't making it. And the best part, I think, is that I don't have to see any of these teams until the very end. Rams, Seahawks, Packers, Lions, Eagles. Only got to face one of them, Kenny. I think Bills Super Bowl 9-1 is such a good bet, man.
You sold me, that's for sure, because you're right. This is another really good football team. They've had some injuries on defense, but again, Josh Allen, you can win with Josh Allen in late playoff season because he's got the ability to beat you with his arm and his legs and incredible numbers. When I heard the other day the all-time leading rusher for Buffalo, that he has more rushing yards than O.J. Simpson and more rushing yards than many of the great pros, Hall of Famers in the NFL. This was a great draft pick. The Buffalo Bills directly drafted him because of the weather in Buffalo, and they knew they needed a guy that could throw the football through the wind, and Josh Allen was the guy, and he's been more than what they ever thought they were going to get, I believe. But yeah, I like that, Sam. Just looking at this, with Kansas City falling, Baltimore crumbling a little bit, I still think Denver's a little bit away from being that team. Buffalo is the best team in the AFC. I like it.
Kenny, what can they find on KennyWhiteSports.com?
The power ratings, and that's, you know, what I've been preaching my entire life, that you have to have a foundation, and that's what the power ratings are. Mine are built from the player level all the way up to the team level, and what you receive at KennyWhiteSports.com from the power ratings is that the power ratings from each team and the projected final score from each game. And if you were with me at the beginning of the year, you saw every single game for the entire year. I break that down, the final score for every single game that hasn't been played, and give you a win total. But now I've also added a different product, Power Rating Plus. I've had so many of my clients say, I love your information. It's just so much. It takes me so much time to go through it because there's so much. I just can't figure it out. So I've now created this Power Ratings Plus that I do all the work for you. As I mentioned, it's numbers and science. So I left the science out. Now I've added the science into it. I calculate in for you the revenge factor, the look-aheads, the letdowns, the coaching mismatch, the coaches leaving, all of that. And then I actually have a selection column, and I tell you exactly what games I'm betting. And that's Power Rating Plus now, and that's $150 a month. One of the best deals in sports betting. If you're going to be a sports bettor, it's a great foundation for you. You don't have to go with me, but I dare you to go against me.
Kenny White, great stuff there. Always appreciate you jumping on the show. Lightning Bets on the other side. This is Bet Sweats.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered. It's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
This holiday season, choose gifts that feel thoughtful and practical with Omaha Steaks. Whether you're hosting or gifting, they deliver the world's best steak experience, and it makes you look like you planned way ahead. They've got USDA-certified tender steaks, juicy burgers, comfort meals, and tons more. Gifting Omaha Steaks is honestly one of the easiest wins. Everything arrives beautifully packaged, super convenient, and the quality is unbelievable. Their filet mignons are some of the most tender I've ever had, and the variety means you can personalize every gift. Plus, orders placed by 6 p.m. Eastern ship same day, and everything is backed by their 100% guarantee. It's holiday gifting made simple. Save big on gourmet gifts and more holiday favorites with Omaha Steaks. Visit omahasteaks.com for 50% off site-wide during their Sizzle All the Way sale. And for an extra $35 off, use promo code T-Bone at checkout. Terms apply. See site for details. That's omahasteaks.com, code T-Bone.
So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing, even when I don't. And I like the sound of starting my own business, Walton Goggins Goggle Glasses. But I'm an actor. I don't know what I'm doing. I needed help. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. I didn't even realize I needed a social media calendar. GoDaddy Aero will take your idea that sounds good and make a business that looks like you know what you're doing. GoDaddy Aero can get your business up and running in minutes. You know what that sounds like? It sounds like a plan. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Aero. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.